Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This 10-year anniversary may soon end. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, last week, Matt, we, of course, remembered the 10-year anniversary of the Obergefell decision, and we are working hard to overturn that with our Kim Davis case.
Yes, in fact, on June 26, 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 opinion, issued this case called Obergefell versus Hodges, and it invented a so-called right to same-sex marriage. It's just unbelievable. During the oral argument, it didn't look like that's the direction the court was heading, but they did. They got 5 votes. But 3 of those justices are no longer on the bench. 3 of the justices who were part of the 4 dissenters are still on the bench, and that would be Chief Justice John Roberts, Thomas, and Alito, all 3 of which gave dissents, including a very strong dissent by Chief Justice John Roberts, saying that this was imposed by 5 lawyers. It wasn't a legal opinion. Mm-hmm. It was their own opinion, not a legal judgment. And it has nothing to do with the Constitution, and he's absolutely correct.
Yeah, that was a very sharp, I'd say almost intimidating decision for him to say that about his colleagues.
It
5
was.
Lawyers.
Yeah, he calls them 5 lawyers.
Yeah.
That's not an endearment term.
No.
And so the justices that were on that panel, which would be Kennedy, Breyer, and Ginsburg, are no longer there. So there's only 2 remaining that were on that panel in the majority back then.
And hasn't, I believe, Thomas also alluded to we need to revisit this
Thomas
case?
Did. Of course, he dissented, as did the Chief Justice and Alito, as well as Scalia back then. But he dissented in the 2015 case. But he also, in the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, he said that there are other cases that need to be reevaluated because they're on the same shaky ground, among which he cited Obergefell. And then also in our Kim Davis case, when it went before the Supreme Court several years ago in a different posture than it's there now, it was on the issue of what's called qualified immunity. Does she have government immunity protection? It wasn't raising the religious free exercise. It wasn't raising the question of overturning Obergefell. It was in a premature, early stage of the case. And they did not take the qualified immunity question, but they didn't take the qualified immunity question for a lot of other cases, too. In doing so, Justice Thomas and Alito wrote an opinion. And Thomas said that this case raises important constitutional questions that the High Court needs to review and reevaluate, and said that Kim Davis was the first but not the last victim of that court's skewed opinion in Obergefell. So he's already called for it twice to be reevaluated and overruled. And so we need 4 justices, so pray for this case when we file our petition, which we will do in July. In the next couple of weeks, when we file that petition, they'll file a response, we'll file a reply, and it will be reviewed by the High Court sometime in late September, October, and we'll decide at that time whether they take the case. We'll know whether they have decided to take the case. So continue to pray for this. It's at a very, very critical stage where we will be asking the court to reevaluate Obergefell. So we're going to be asking 2 things. Number one, to grant religious freedom under the First Amendment protection to Kim Davis so that she has an absolute defense under the First Amendment. And number 2, that Obergefell was wrongly decided and this court should overturn it.
Yeah, and so a little backstory on this case. You know, Kim Davis was the first victim of Obergefell. She went to prison for 6 days because she would not sign a marriage license for same-sex couples. That's against her religious beliefs, rightly so, and asked for a religious accommodation, which she was not given at the time. And then fast forward two couples sued her because they were insisting that they get a quote-unquote marriage license, which I wouldn't technically call that a marriage, but and then we had a trial. Both juries were in the same room at the same time listening to the same argument. One jury awarded one couple
$100,000
total. $100,000.
And the other one said zero.
Zero.
Same evidence, same case, same day.
And they neither of them had any damage.
None of them had any out-of-pocket damages, no lost wages, no medical treatment, yeah. No psychological counseling treatment, nothing. And so they gave them $100,000, $50,000 apiece out of nowhere.
No damages. They didn't lose a job, anything.
They were offended. They were offended. And so they claimed they had hurt feelings and therefore they're entitled to damages based upon emotional distress.
Well, what kind of precedent does that set? You know, you hurt my feelings, so I'm going to sue you and I get $100,000. That makes no sense to me.
Makes no sense. And that's why the First Amendment is such a critical aspect of this case. So the First Amendment as a defense, when you're sued for damages based on emotional distress, is available to someone who is also a individual, not just an individual versus the government, but if you have a private person suing a private person and they're saying that you owe me money because you offended me and it's emotional distress damages, you have the right to raise the First Amendment as an absolute affirmative defense. Uh-huh. This happened with the church in the Phelps versus Snyder case, and that Westboro Baptist Church, very offensive situation they did. I don't condone it, but they were very offensive. They went to a funeral of a military veteran who died on the battlefield, and they were protesting. They were not nearby. They were in sight on a sidewalk, but it obviously caused a lot of emotional angst.
Mm-hmm.
They were sued. Jury verdict gave them the plaintiff's damages. Went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court reversed and said, no, the church, even though they had offensive language, they didn't touch them, they didn't assault the people, there was no out-of-pocket money, it was just emotional damages, that's what it was, emotional distress damages. They said, no, you have a First Amendment absolute defense. Kim Davis has been stripped of her governmental immunity protection. She's been sued as an individual. They've tried to punish her personally because of her Christian faith. Now they say, because they have hurt feelings, you need to pay $100,000. And then, of course, when you tack on attorney's fees and cost, that pushes it over $360,000 total and counting.
But where's the Constitution? Where's the First Amendment in all this?
Well,
where's her rights?
Well, that's the question, that she should be able to have an absolute First Amendment mm-hmm. defense because she's been stripped of governmental immunity.
Right.
You either have the government protection because you're a government employee, and when you're sued in your official capacity, but the government is the actual entity. In this case, they stripped her of all the government protection, and so now it's just Kim Davis personally, and they ask for $100,000 damages plus the attorney's fees and costs because they have hurt feelings. No out-of-pocket expenses, no lost wages, no counseling treatment, nothing. Because they never sought counseling. They never needed it. And they targeted her simply because of her Christian values. They could have gotten a marriage license anywhere. In fact, they did get a marriage license. Kim Davis also got religious accommodation within 5 months from the governor, the newly elected Republican governor, Matt Bevin, and the legislature in April of 2016 unanimously passed a law that exempts all clerks. And so the simple accommodation of removing her name from the license, she's won that.
Yeah.
And they got their license. So why does this case continue? Because they want to punish her. Why? Because they want to humiliate her Christian values. And that, I think, is a compelling case for the U.S. Supreme Court to consider, because the Supreme Court made this mess. She was targeted, the first victim, 6 days in jail, hundreds of thousands of dollars against her personally, solely for asking for a religious accommodation.
And I really pray they do take this, because this will set a precedent, because it'll continue, if not, for the threatening the religious liberty of Americans who believe that marriage is between one man and one woman as God designed. Every time, you know, this issue will come up, if they don't lay down the law and establish a precedent that she has the religious freedom to not sign the so-called marriage
license.
That's
right. And, you know, there's a number of articles that have been published this month and last month because of the 10-year anniversary. And they're citing Gallup polls where the support for same-sex marriage is declining significantly mm-hmm. over the years. And then there's this movement to overturn Obergefell with different resolutions. Idaho, the Southern Baptist Convention, of course, our case now happens to reach the U.S. Supreme Court just at this 10-year anniversary phase. Pray for the case, Kim Davis. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.